Hallelujah.
God bless you, choir. Please be seated. I want to ask the ushers to be seated at this time. No one stands. Please be seated, ushers. And with joy, let's welcome BDR to bless us with a song before we receive the evangelist. Is Bindura ready for what God is about to do tonight? The atmosphere is charged. And God's servant is ready. He you are about to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it will turn your life around. If you are ready, then rise to your feet. Let's receive Evangelist Dagwood Mills tonight.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. I believe God's word is still the same.
I expect a miracle.
And I expect a miracle today.
For with God.
For with God. Nothing is impossible.
Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for many miracles in Bindura. Especially the miracle of salvation. Thank you that the yoke of Satan is broken. The curse of Satan is broken. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that in these 2 days, great breakthroughs are taking place in the lives of everyone attending this campaign. Holy Spirit, welcome. Angels of the Lord, welcome. Father, send more angels from above. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Do signs and wonders by your mighty power. Bind every demonic activity in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus. The powerful angels of the Lord into the whole of Bindura. Thank you, Father, for a great blessing. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, Amen. God bless you. I want to tell you, in these 2 days, whatever evil thing followed you to this crusade, by the end of these 2 days, that thing will be gone completely from your life. Anyone who comes here who is affected by devils, the devil's power over your life is broken in Jesus' name. Whatever worries you, whatever disturbs you, whatever is a source of concern to you, tonight and tomorrow night, the power of God is coming into your life to take away the burden in the name of Jesus. Anyone who knows you after this crusade, they will see that there is a difference in your life. All those who were mocking you, all those who were laughing at you before this crusade, after this crusade, they will join to celebrate you. Your mockers will become your celebrators. In the name of Jesus, the power of Satan on your life is broken tonight in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah and you may be seated. You may be seated. First of all, I want to thank the wonderful pastors, our chairman, and the wonderful pastors of Bindura for welcoming us to your wonderful city.
Wow.
I want you to know that if you had not welcomed us, we could not come here. So we are grateful for your support of the campaign. And I want you to know that after this campaign, a great change is coming into your ministry. God bless you. And we also thank the minister and the government for allowing us freedom in Zimbabwe to preach the gospel. How many know that if the government would not allow, we cannot come here? So clap for the government. There are some places.
Hey.
Hello? No talking.
Kutaura.
All right. There are some places you cannot preach the gospel.
But
thank God that the gospel is freely preached in Zimbabwe. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight,
Manirano,
my subject I'm preaching about is why we preach Christ, or why we preach about Christ. Acts chapter 8 verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them.
Mabasa inoti Philipi wakaburukira kuguta re Samaria akaparidza Kristu kwavari.
Philip's preaching topic was nothing else but Christ.
Dingindira namusoro wenyaya pamharidzo ya Philipi zvaisava zvimwe zvinhu asi Kristu oga.
And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, seeing and hearing the miracles which he did.
Zvino vanhu nomweya mumwe chete vakabatirana vachinzwa nekuona zvaaiparidza uye minana mizhinji ichiitwapo.
For unclean spirits or demons crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, paralyzed, and many that were lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city.
vakangavakabatwa nemweya tsvina kana kuti madhimoni aibuda mavari achichema nevakanga vakafa mitezo vakaporeswa zvino muguta iri mukava nemufaro mukuru.
Wow.
Wow.
So as we have come to Bindura, the city of Bindura, just like the city of Samaria, we are here to preach about Christ.
Sekuya kwataita mubindura, sekuendwa kwakamboita Samaria, yatavinga kuzoparidza de Kristu.
Philip the evangelist could have preached about how to provide running water for Samaria because there was no running water in Samaria.
Philippi, why go na kuparidza nhau yakuti tora sei nemvura inobuda kubva papombi nekuti pamazuva iwaya akaparidza kwaisava nemvura inobuda papombi.
Philip could have preached about how to provide electricity because in the year 2000, in the year 2000 years ago, there was no electricity. So Philip could have preached about electricity.
I kona Philip ngaka paritsa na uya kuti toisa sei magets nekuti kunguva yapurai kwakusina magets raingo varima kwakati tsva.
Philip could have preached about gold mining because there were no gold mines in those days like the mines you have in Bindura.
Philip waiko na ungaka paritsa pamsoro pemigodhi yendarama semigodhi yendarama yatinayo muno mubindura.
So why did Philip preach about something like Christ since there were so many problems in Samaria?
Zvino mubvunzo wati ko chakaparidzirwa na Philipi Kristu iko kwaive nematambudziko akati wandei chikonzero chacho ndechei?
Philip could have preached about democracy because democracy is elections and voting because there was nothing like elections. No, hey! No, 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 no. Once you are in power, you are in power. In Samaria.
Philip waigona unga akaparidza nhau yegutsa ruzhinji. Chinonzi gutsa ruzhinji kusarudza vanhu tichivavhotera kana kuti ndinomuketa kumushara kuti ndiye wandinoda. Asi kuSamaria kwakusina iyoyo atogara panyanga wagarapo.
Hey! Hey! But Philip insisted on preaching nothing other than Christ.
Asi Philip ndokutsinidzira kuti handina chimwe chandichaparidza kunze kwaKristu.
Philip could have preached about developing a university because there was no University of Samaria, like how you have University of Bindura.
Philip wai kona kuti regai ndiparidze pamusoro penhau yekuvaka chikoro chepamusoro sechatinacho muno mubindura. Asi haana kuita izvozvo.
But Philip insisted on preaching about Christ Jesus, the Savior of the world.
Philippi akati takarasima nekuparidza Kristu chete.
Wow. Philip could have preached about how to create jobs because there was a lot of unemployment in Samaria. But instead of preaching about how to make jobs and improve the economy, Philip preached about nothing else but Christ. Wow.
Philip waigona kunge akaparidza nhau yekuti togadzira sei mabasa Pfuma ikovako shinji asi wakasiyana nazvo zvese akaparidza Kristo.
The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27, to whom God would have made known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery of Christ, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Philip preached about Christ because Christ is your only hope of glory.
Vakorose inoti kuna iwo akada kuratidza pfuma yekupwinya kwake anova iye Kristu mamuri tariro yekupwinya. Philip ndiye akaparidza tariro yekupwinya.
Jesus Christ is your only hope in this world.
Kristu koka ndiye tariro yako panyika yavapenyu.
Nobody can save you.
Hakuna anogona kukuponesa iwe.
Nobody.
Hakuna.
No man can help you.
Hakuna munhu anogona kukubetsera.
I came to tell you in Bindura, your hope of glory is Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.
Ndauya kuzoudza Bindura kuti tariro yokupwinya yenyu ndiKristu muponesi wenyika.
Jesus Christ is the answer for the world today.
Jesu Kristu ndiye mhinduro yenyika nhasi.
Do you want to know who is the answer?
Munoda kuziva kuti mhinduro.
Who is the answer for Bindura today?
Ndiani mhinduro.
Who is the answer? Who is the answer for the problems of the world today? Who is the answer for your sicknesses today?
Jesus.
What is his name?
Jesus.
What is his name?
Jesus.
Who is the answer for all the problems in Zimbabwe? Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind,
yes,
and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past, they seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I do know,
Jesus,
that Jesus is the way.
Come on.
Jesus is the answer
for the world.
For the world today. Above him there's no other.
No other.
Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer.
For the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. I know that your skies are dark and you think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, see, the word of God is true and everything he's promised,
everything he's promised,
he will do it for you.
Come on, lift your hand.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Jesus is the answer
for the world. is the way.
Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer.
Come on, for the world today.
For the world today.
Above him, there's no other.
Above him, there's no other.
Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the way.
The only way.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other.
Shout of hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Wow.
This is why Jesus, Philip preached about Christ. Because Jesus is the answer. It's the hope of your glory. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus is a healer. That's why Philip preached about Christ. Bible says that when even was come, when it was evening, they brought to Jesus many people that were possessed and tormented with devils. And Jesus cast out the devils with his word. When he said, go, they all flew out of the people. And tonight, devils are going to go out of your life. Jesus a healer. Jesus is a healer. Yes. You know, I am a doctor. I've been a doctor for more than 25 years. In spite of all that doctors can do, I have come to see that many of the problems that were there in the days of Jesus are still here today. In spite of the medicines we have, we still have blind people. India has the largest number of blind people in the world.
India
so many people. That's why we still preach about Christ today, 2,000 years after Jesus came, because Jesus is still the answer. We still have madmen like the days when Jesus walked in Jerusalem, who are naked and walking around naked in town. Do you have such people in Zimbabwe or in Bindura? But when the madman who was completely naked met Jesus, he ran to him and bowed down and worshiped Jesus. Tonight, whatever is tormenting you will bow to the name of Jesus.
Akanopfuka makuna Jesu
manerando zvese zvine kukushungurudza zvinopugama kwauri nezita raJesu.
Today
nas
we have very good hospitals, but we still have people who are deaf and dumb.
Tine zvipatara zvemhando yepamusoro asi matsi neperere tichiri kungori natsu.
But Jesus healed deaf and dumb people.
Asi Jesu akaporesa vana matsi neperere.
Today
nas
we have children who are tormented by devils, little children. With sicknesses and curses. Many people came to see Jesus and threw down their children and all sick people in front of Jesus. And he healed them all. Tonight, I am explaining to you why Philip preached about Christ. Even though there were other problems. Because when you have Jesus, you have everything that you need. When you have Jesus, you have the hope of glory. When you have Jesus, you have life. In the days of Jesus, there were dead people. And Jesus showed three times that he had power over the dead. Wow. He raised the dead. One day I was in the hospital. I was a student. And I was working on a woman who was dying. She died. All the doctors just walked away. They had no answer for death. Yes. One day in Ghana, three doctors, famous doctors, died on one day. And I was called to the hospital and I saw them lying there. And all the famous doctors in Ghana were surrounding the dead body. I just died in an accident. And everybody, heart surgeons, anesthetists, cardiothoracic surgeons, physicians, all, we were all standing there powerless. Without answer. But Jesus Christ was not powerless when he saw death.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Vakaunganirwa nevese vana godobori yekunzi ndo vanoita nezvehana nyanzvi dzekunzi ndo dzinoona nezvemumusoro vapi nevapi asi vese vakanga vakapera simba kuti rukutu vasina chavanogona kuita pamusoro penhau yerufu asi Jesu ane mhinduro kurufu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that is why we preach about Jesus. And when Philip preached about Jesus, the Bible says there were miracles. People saw miracles. Tonight you will see miracles practically. I said tonight you will see miracles practically here. When Philip preached about Christ, unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many people. Because when evil spirits are coming out, the people scream and sometimes they fall down.
Yeah.
Tonight, unclean spirits are coming out of many people. Whatever devil is tormenting you is coming out of you tonight.
Timoni rese rakushunguruta rikubuda kubva kwauri manheruando.
This is what happened when Philip preached about Christ. If he had preached about politics, no demons would have come out of anybody.
Hey.
Maybe even more demons would have come into people. Lift your hand and say, Jesus is the answer. And the Bible says, many who are paralyzed and lame were healed. Tonight, if you cannot walk, you will walk in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why did Philip preach about Christ? Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can go to heaven except you come through Jesus Christ. How many in Bindura want to go from Bindura to heaven? How many want to go from Bindura to hell?
Hey!
Are you sure you want to go to heaven? If you want to go to heaven, do you know the way to heaven? Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. So if you don't have Jesus, you don't have the way. Jesus is the truth. That means some other things are not true. If you have Jesus, you have the truth. If you have Jesus, you have life. He who has the Son has life. How many want to go to heaven?
Hey!
But how can you go to heaven? With all your sins. Are there sinners in Bindura? Those of you here, are you sinners or you are saints? You are not sure, isn't it? How many are not sure whether you are sinners or you are saints? They are not sure.
I'm not sure.
Question. How many of you have told a lie before? Lies.
Alright.
Up on the mountain. Over there I can see you. If you have told lies before, raise up your hand at the back.
Hey!
How many of you have told more than 100 lies before, since you were born? Then how do you expect, what about the pastors? Have the pastors told lies? Wow. The pastors are liars, I tell you. So how do you expect to go to heaven with so many lies on your heart? The Bible says in Revelation 22, all liars are outside the gates of heaven. Bindura is full of what? Liars. How many of you have been jealous before since you were born? Jealousy. On the mountain. Bindura is full of jealousy. How many have hated somebody before? Hatred.
Hatred.
Somebody took your boyfriend or took your girlfriend.
Hey.
Sometimes when you go to a wedding, you see some of the people in the congregation are full of jealousy. When the bride is walking down the aisle, they will be saying in their head, she is not even beautiful. Shame on you, you are jealous. How many of you are thieves? If you are a thief, raise your hand. Okay, all these people are not ready. How many of you have stolen something before?
Before?
If you steal, what is your name? You are a thief. How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew in the kitchen before? When your mother came, there was no meat in the soup. Finish. What about the pastors? How many of you are thieves? Stolen something.
Hey!
So Bindura is full of what? Liars, jealousy, hatred, thieves.
Alright.
How many of you have committed fornication before? That is, sleeping with somebody is not your husband or is not your wife. This one, some of you should raise your two hands and your legs and everything.
Hey! Hey. Hey. Patashika.
There are some elderly ladies, you think they have stopped. You see them as grandmothers walking with their grandson, but the grandson is their boyfriend. Hey, Bindura! Bindura! Now, how can such people go to heaven? Liars. Thieves, jealous, hateful, murderers, fornicators, you are going straight to hell. Now listen. If do you have a prison in Bindura? You have a prison. And who are the people in the prison? Thieves, liars, all thieves are liars. Rapists, people who are having illegal sex. And who else are the people in a prison? But you all said you were liars and thieves. You should all go to that prison.
Yeah.
Most criminals have not yet been caught, including you as number
one.
And I want you to know tonight that God has seen all our sins. Yes. God knows everything. And God is a righteous judge. If God lets you free, Satan will accuse God every day and say, "You have allowed two liars to come to heaven. Why did you cast me out? I'm coming back. You cannot do that. There are liars in heaven. Why are those of us also liars in hell? We are not going to agree. Aluta, 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 we are going to fight."
Satani kana zvangodaro mwari kana matendera kuti iwe nendiende kudenga tine zvitatu. Satani acharamba achipomera mwari kuti makatendera vareve nemavaviri kupinda mudenga. Ko ini zvamakandidzingako. Chiregai ndiuye otoita hofi yo nechimurenga chaicho.
Because the wages of sin is death.
Nekuti mubayiro wezvivi ndiko rufu.
The payment for all sin is death.
Mutongo wezvitadzo zvese rufu.
I must die for my sins.
Unofanirwa kufira zvitadzo.
You must die for your sins.
Newe unofanirwa kufira.
Because the wages of the payment for sin is to die.
Nekuti mubayiro wechitadzo kufa.
Yes. If you a human being,
iwe musemunhu,
can catch a fellow human being in Bindura and put the person in a prison and say that he's not worthy to come to the crusade tonight because he's a liar, he's a thief, he's a rapist. You a bad person because most judges are sinners also. You have put people away. Do you think God cannot catch all the thieves? Wicked people in Zimbabwe, liars, and you have all admitted that you are lying. You think God will not catch you and put you inside? You think God hasn't got a prison? You a man, you have a prison. God doesn't have a prison.
Huh. Iwe wakaipa saizo zonofuwa ni marava na chere. Ravo rava chai salami wakaipa. Vameita zili. Marava na ravo.
Look, I went to a prison in Ghana. One day I was shocked. That is when I saw that a government and a prison is very powerful. Because I thought only poor people would be in the prison.
Hey, hey.
There were all types of people. Number one, the first person I saw was one of my church members. A lot of people in Zimbabwe are playing with God. You know, a little bit of church and a little bit of the devil. It looks as if God cannot see. But God sees everything.
Vanhu vakawanda muZimbabwe vanotamba nhodo naMwari. Kurutiri woita zvekunamata. Kumwe kwacho osanganisa nezvakaipa. Unoti Mwari havaona asi Mwari vari kuzviona zvavo.
There are many people who go to church who may go to hell also.
Kune vanhu vazhinji vangava vapindi vesvondo asi vachatipindira kugena zvakare.
Going to church does not make you a believer.
Kuenda kukereka hakukuiti mutendi.
No, I used to go to church on Sunday, but I was not a believer. Yeah. I used to go because my father said I should go. It was the most boring thing in the world for me. I hated going to church. The priests were very boring. And the hymns were too long. Yeah. But as for church, I was there. But I was not a Christian. You can be in the church and you go to hell. The Bible says there were 5 virgins. 10 virgins. 5 were wise. 5 were foolish. 5 went for the wedding. Half of them did not go. Maybe half of the church will not go. Every type of person was in the prison. I saw other nationalities. Hell is an international center. All the countries you don't like, you will meet them there. There will be South Africans, Zambians, Mozambique, Nigerians, Chinese. In the prison, I saw 6 Koreans. In Ghana. I was shocked. I thought only Ghanaians. Very international. I saw Chinese. Somebody told me this group are Chinese, this group are Koreans. In Ghana prison. Then I saw a Lebanese people. And then I saw a man from England wearing shorts. He has been there for a long time. He was like the commander of the prison.
Hey.
Do you think if a normal Zimbabwean can catch his fellow brother and put him in a prison, you think God can cannot catch you and say, hey, you in there. That why is God. But I have some good news for you. God does not, Bible says, God is not willing that even one person should go to hell. God does not want you to go to hell. God so loved the world. God so loved Bindura that he gave his only son, Jesus. That whosoever believes, you know, believing is something everybody can do. Whoever believes, even if you are in prison today, if you believe in Jesus, you will not perish in hell, but you have everlasting life. Philip preached about Christ because Christ is the way to heaven. Jesus came to this world because he knew that everybody, if he doesn't come, everybody will go to hell. Oh yeah. And I've proved it to you. Not even one person on this field will go to heaven, including the pastor. If Jesus hadn't come. Because we are full of sins. Yeah. So Jesus. He came in on the day that he was. The day before he died. He took a cup. And he said, this is my blood. Which I am giving. Tomorrow afternoon. I will give my blood. For the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world. Yes. They were eating and everybody was shocked. Jesus took a cup. Instead of drinking, he lifted it up like that at the table. And he said, this is my blood. Tomorrow afternoon. 3 o'clock, I will give my blood for the remission and forgiveness of the sins, all the lies you said, all your stealing, all your jealousy, all your hatred, all your fornication. He said, I am giving my blood tomorrow afternoon for the sins of the whole world.
Akati mkombe uiropa rangu. Rinode uriru kwa imi. Mangwana maskati nengu waze tatu. Dichande uraropa rangu. Kutinyika yese. Irekerewe shtazo shai.
His disciples were shocked. What are you saying?
Matizu wakia wakashamisika utuko unoti kudina ishi.
You see, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of anybody's sins. Only blood can wash away sins. What type of soap do you have in Zimbabwe? Geisha.
Geisha
cannot wash away sins.
Geisha, I guess that.
What other soap?
Imwe.
Hicho.
Teto.
Zicho. Zito.
Teto.
Dito. Dito. Cannot wash away sins.
I koni.
Yeah. Disinfectant.
She no raya utachwa.
Cannot wash away sins. Yeah. If you are a liar and you bath, you are still a bath liar. You are a bath liar.
Urungori munyepa chena pantebets.
If you are a thief and you have a bath, if you are a fornicator and you wash, you are still a fornicator who is washed with geisha, but the fornication is still there.
Kana uri mbava, kana mombwe, wotire gandi shape kunogesa, wozvigesa, wozvitsumburutsa, uri kungori muhombwe yagesa chete.
That's why we sing the song, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. God knew that every single person here would go to hell if he didn't send his son Jesus. So God the Father turned to Jesus and said, will you go or not? Will you go? Say whether you will go or not. And Jesus said, I will go. That's why we sing the song, Jesus loves me, this I know. Tonight I came to tell you that Jesus loves you. No matter what you've done, he sent me to invite you to come. Receive his blood. Receive his blood. How many want to receive the blood of Jesus today? Yes. You know, I always ask this question. How can you be saved if there is no Jesus? How can a person be saved? Do you know any other way by which your sins can be washed away? No. Tonight, Jesus' blood is flowing. I can see it flowing here. It's flowing. Flowing. And if you are ready. No, listen. Many years ago, when I heard and understood that I was going to go to hell, I decided to receive the blood of Jesus. Because I don't want to go to hell. No. I'm going to heaven in Jesus' name. And I'm going with many of you. How many are ready to go? And there's only one thing that can make you go to heaven. The blood of Jesus
Christ.
Wow. Now, what kind of blood is so powerful that it is still working after 2,000 years?
Saka iropa rine simba zvakadi rekuti papera makore maviri ezvuru richiri kungoshanda.
There are different types of blood.
Kune ropa remhando nemhando.
The Bible says we are not redeemed with corruptible things like gold and silver or of the blood of bulls and goats, but we are redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Tonight, I have here powerful blood. Not a blood of a cow, but the blood of Jesus. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. It's 2,000 years old. But it's powerful tonight. Eish. One day at a full gospel businessman's meeting, a wizard gave his life to Jesus. A wizard. A female is a witch. And he gave a testimony. He said, when I was a wizard or a witch or whatever, and we fly in the night, killing people, doing things. He said there is one thing we didn't like at all. It's when they start to sing about the blood. That blood thing, it is the worst thing for us as wizards and witches. Because the Bible says, when I see the blood,
yeah,
I will pass over. Because yes, these people, I cannot come near them because of the blood.
Yeah.
The blood of Jesus is very powerful. When I see the blood, God told Moses, I see Pharaoh doesn't want to let you go. He said, I have one more thing. My last card. When I do that one thing, he will let you go. And that was the blood of the Lamb. Tonight, the blood of the Lamb is going to set you free from Satan and all kinds of devils. That is why Philip preached about crying. How many of you want to receive the blood of Jesus today? Stand to your feet and lift your hand if you want to receive the blood of Jesus. If you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins, we are just going to pray for the sick soon, but right now, if you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins away, then I need you to lift your hand like this. If you are okay with your sins, you can put your hand down. But if you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins tonight, then lift up your hand like this. And say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus. Oh God. Tonight is my night. Oh Jesus. I know I am a sinner. Please forgive me for my sins. Please have mercy on me. Jesus, forgive me. Wash me. Cleanse me with your powerful blood. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my wicked ways, for my sins, my lies, my stealing, my jealousy, my hatred, so many bad things. Oh God, tonight I come to the cross. I come to the blood of Jesus. Please forgive me. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus. Tonight, dear Lord, I ask you, forgive me. Please, thank you for washing me, with your blood tonight. Jesus Christ, I thank you for what you have done for me tonight. Say tonight, I open my heart. Oh God, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and change me. I give you my life. Say, I give you my life. I give you my heart. Lord Jesus, take over my life from tonight. I love you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for all you have done for me. I never expected that you would die for me, but you have done it. You have done it, Lord Jesus. thank you for dying for me. Tonight, tonight, please write my name in the book of life, Lord Jesus. Please write my name. My name is, mention your name, my name is whatever. Please write this name in the book of life tonight. I am registering in the book of life tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for writing my name. From today, I am your servant. Lift your hand, say, Jesus, from tonight, I am your child. I belong to you forever. Because you died for me and you bought me. You redeemed me with your blood. Thank you. I love you, Jesus. Now, point your finger like this, up like this, and say, Satan, Satan, listen carefully. From tonight, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. From tonight, Satan, I will not serve you again. I will not obey you again. Satan, I reject you. I curse you in the name of Jesus. Go away from my life. From tonight, I will not follow you again. I belong to Jesus Christ, my Savior, my personal Savior. Jesus is my Savior. Lift your two hands and say, Jesus is my Savior. I love Jesus. I love Jesus, the Savior of my life, the Savior of my soul. Now wave your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, for saving me. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Zvaka nakare gaiti namate munamato uyu muchishona. Titi Ishe Jesu. Ndinokutendai manerano. Nekuti makandifira pamuchinjikwa. Makadeura ropa renyu. Kuti ndiponeswe. Manerano. Dino kukokai muye mupenyu wangu. Diregererai zvose zvandaka kutadzirai. Ndiitwa chisikwa chitsva. Ndigokunamatai kubva zvino nekusingaperi. Iwe Satan nemadhimoni ese. Mwese mchina, dino kurabai, dino kutzigai, dino tindara wabunari, dicha mushumira, kwe upenyu wangu wese, muzite la Jesu, dite mere mere kuna Jesu,
hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Now, how many of you are happy that tonight, by this prayer and by your faith, the blood of Jesus has washed away every single sin in your life? Put your hand on your chest like this. I want you to make a promise to God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. How many are ready to seek the kingdom of God from today first in your life? This is the least you can do for God. Put your hand and promise to God, I'm going to put you first, number one. You are number one from today in my life. Everybody pray. Just pray. I am going to seek God first from today. Thank you, Jesus. Mande kapayana la manda. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Salvation has come to Bindura. Many are seeking you first. From today, they are following you. Following you. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now lift your hands and say, Lord Jesus, as I seek you, let all things be added to my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just an announcement. No one should move. I'm just about to pray for the sick. No movement at all, please.
Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, there is a special service here, a power conference here. For all those who have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, to be taught the Word of God and to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So make sure you come here tomorrow morning if you received Jesus Christ tonight.
If you lifted your hand to pray and you gave your life to Jesus, come here tomorrow morning. Now, anybody who is sick in any way, the power of God is here now. Put your hand wherever your sickness is. If it is your knee, put your hand on your knee. If you are mad, put your hand on your head. If you have a pain in your head, put your hand there. If it is your heart, put your hand there. If you cannot put your hand there, just put your hand on your chest. Many miracles are already happening. Power is here. Jesus is here. And devils are packing their bags to come out of your life permanently. In the name of Jesus. Anybody tormented by evil spirits, also put your hand on your body. You are being set free right now. Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, set the people free right now. Satan.
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 In Jesus' name.
Yes, sir, Jesus.
Come out of the people. Come out of the people. Come out of the people. You are being set free. Right now.
Jesus.
Devils are coming out of many people. Receive the power of God. Receive the power of God. Every lying spirit, every foul spirit, come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now. Receive it now. Wherever you are, power is flowing. Power is flowing. Anybody who is falling down, screaming, whatever, bring the person to me in the front here. Lumps are being healed in the breast. Somebody with a lump in the breast, God's power is touching you. Receive it. Pain is going. Pain is going. Satan, come out. Come out. Go, 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 go. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Power is flowing. Yes. Yes. Something is happening. Something is happening. Devils are coming out in the name of Jesus. Satan, your power is finished. Every demonic power working in your life is broken tonight. Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. Many gave heed, seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. Unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! Now, anybody who is tormented by demons, put your hand on your head. A curse is being broken right now. I said a curse is being broken right now. Satan, I break that curse. I break that curse. I break that curse. Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! I drive you out! I drive you out! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! Power is flowing here. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. He cast out the spirits with his word. Tonight, by these words, devils are coming permanently out of your life tonight, forever, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. Yes. It's happening. A big power bolt is flowing into the back. Receive it. Power is entering the congregation. Power is flowing. Power. 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 In Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Thank you. Anybody screaming, falling, bring them to the front. Quickly, quickly. Satan's power is broken. Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. Many gave heed to the things which he said, both seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed. Everybody pray. There are demons crying all over the place. Start praying quickly. Pray, 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 pray. My God. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, Jesus,
yes,
yes, thank you, Lord. Devils are coming up. Come out, come out, come out, come out, in Jesus' name, be free. Be free. Power is flowing here. Power is flowing here. Right now,
Jesus,
somebody is being healed in the stomach. Somebody is being healed in the stomach. Somebody here you could not see. Power is flowing. Receive it. Put your hands wherever the sickness is. Put your hand wherever the sickness is. God's power is flowing. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. God's power is flowing in this place. Thanks. Thanks.
Not take that chance.
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Receive it now in the name of Jesus.
Listen.
Lay your hands on your stomach, everybody. From tonight, any demon that has been resting in you, I curse it in the name of Jesus. And I command it to come out in the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance right now from evil spirits. Right now, begin to examine yourself. Whatever you couldn't do before, begin to do it right now. Maybe you couldn't see. Check your eyes right now. Something has happened. Open your eyes. You couldn't hear. The anointing is flowing. God has opened your ears. You couldn't walk. Lay your hands on your leg right now. You couldn't walk. God's power is flowing. You are being set free. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Now everybody lift your hand and thank God for miracles. Thank God, power is here. Yes, many, many miracles. Another breast is being healed right now. Another breast. Arthritis is being healed in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Father, we give you thanks for so many wonderful things you have done tonight. Your power is all over this place. We are grateful. Right now, if you are here tonight and God has touched you, maybe you couldn't walk, begin to walk. Maybe you couldn't see. Maybe you had a pain. You had a problem. If God has touched you tonight, lift up your right hand. If God has touched you tonight, now, tonight, if God has touched you, not that you believe that it will happen in the future, but right now, as you are standing here, you can see that something has happened and God has touched you. If God has touched you tonight, I want you to lift your hand and come to the front here quickly. Come from wherever you are to the front on this side. I want to pray for you and I want to take your testimony. If you had a problem and you can see that something has happened, not that it will happen in the future, but right now, you can see that God has touched you tonight and God has healed you. God has done something for you. Come all the way to the front. I want to pray with you quickly. Come, check yourself. Something has happened. Something has happened. Something has happened. Come. Yes, you couldn't walk. Now you can walk. You couldn't see. Now you can see. You couldn't hear. Now you can hear. Something has happened. Come to the front quickly. All of you come. And all these people who are here, bring them on the stage as well. God's power is real. God has touched you. Come tonight. Tiani, 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 Wakaita.
Kamuka, India Ishe, Indi Mambo, Pakasimuka, Bebo, Jesu, Akanyarata, Bebo.
Not even one person. If you leave now, it is not a blessing. I'm going to pray for the final prayer for everybody. No one should walk out. Now, there's somebody here you couldn't see. You are blind. But God has opened your eye. Lift up your hand. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift your hand. Somebody at the back there. And here.
Up.
Where is that? You couldn't see, but now you can see. Come. Look, there are many people with eye healings over there. Olivia, do you see? All the people there could not see, but now they can see.
Their hands.
You couldn't see, but now you can see. In these 2 days, Satan's power in Bindura is broken in the name of Jesus. Satan's power in Bindura is broken in the name of Jesus. Now everybody, lift your hand. I want to pray for everyone, please. Jesus, thank you. For everybody here. Thank you that you died for everyone. Thank you for healing for everyone. In these 2 days, today and tomorrow, power is flowing in this town. Satan's curse is broken in Jesus' name. Demonic power is broken in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is the answer to every strong devil and every power of darkness. Now, whatever is tormenting you in your house, receive healing from it. When you go back to your house, whatever curse is there, it will bow to you in Jesus' name. You are set free. You are set free. Whatever is mocking you is broken today in Jesus' name. Whatever curse is in your family, I break that curse over your head in Jesus' name. I break that curse over your head in Jesus' name. Receive the deliverance right now. Now lift your hand and thank God.
Everyone.
Jesus, thank you for touching Bindura with your power tonight. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for
the blessing.
No one should leave. You have a few testimonies. Bidia, what is happening?
Evangelist, when you were praying, you talked about stomach problems. This man has had an ulcer for many years. Tonight, as you were praying, Evangelist, he felt something break loose.
What happened to you?
When you said, touch where the pain is, I touched my stomach. As I was touching my stomach and you were praying, I felt something moved in my intestines.
Yes.
And I felt that I was delivered from the ulcer.
Many, many devils. Look, everybody pray in tongues. If you can pray in tongues. There are many devils moving around. They are trying to go to another person. They are jumping from person to person. But they cannot enter you today in Jesus' name. Thanks, Lord Jesus, for your power. Wow.
Evangelist, this lady was sitting far at the back there with an eye problem. The power of God has touched her eyes and she can see now.
What happened to you?
Before I could not see clearly, it was like mist, but I found myself seeing clearly whilst I was far at the back there.
What happened to you? Can you speak English?
Even when I wanted to watch television, I would come very close.
Wow.
But suddenly I found myself seeing all the people who are on the stage clearly.
What do I look like? Thank you, Lord, for this powerful miracle.
It's Olivia, what's happening?
Evangelist, this is how she was. Do it for Evangelist Z. 14th of November. This is how she's been doing.
Hey.
14th of November.
What happened to you?
She hit her head. A stone hit the leg, broke the toe, went to the doctors, and they tried to fix it. But she had to walk like that.
Wow. And what happened to you tonight?
The power of God touched the walking. Let's see now.
How
were you walking before?
How you were walking? Show Evangelist.
Hey. Give the Lord a mighty clap of
praise.
Which of your bones was broken?
Wow.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus.
BDR, what is this?
Evangelist, 3 years this man has been suffering from back pain. Tonight when you prayed, the back pain has disappeared.
What happened to you?
And in 3 years, she wants us to put our but now, by deliver, Pater and a pastor, the Quansa Quota man, the Quansa Kumira Shaganaka, the Quansa, but I want a penny as a pair of bandit.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
This is how this man has been walking from 2009. He suffered an injury and he's been walking with this gait. Tonight, the power of God sat him when you were praying. And he felt strength in his legs. And he's able to walk now. Walk. What happened to you?
That one that was coroners were kanaka, the student was still in the temple poorer. But in 2009, and this Uchi can wait chica. Doc Pandatanga Konama Punkumpanga Kutangaku Karapachia. But today, my Nerana is a chica. Papa Wachina Mate Evangelist, your finance of a Kumanga for stretch.
I don't know exactly what happened to my leg. They just turned numb. I was even a football player before, but they became weak. But as you were praying tonight,
wow,
my legs just gained strength and they stretched. Now I'm free.
Wow. Weakness. How old are you? How old are you?
23.
Walk, let's see. Doctor, what is this?
It's likely to be a spinal problem, a spinal injury.
Yes. But he said he didn't have any injury.
As a footballer.
Walk, let's see, walk.
Come by tune.
Wow.
Everything not double, double. Everything not double, double. Everything not double, double.
Strength has come into his legs. He's only 23 years old and he couldn't walk. Jesus, thanks for your power tonight.
Not in Jesus' name. Jesus.
Give the Lord a mighty clap. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, tonight masses are disappearing. She had a mass, if you look at it well, that was smaller than a fist.
Let her tell us. Wow! What did she say?
I had a mass on my chest.
A mass? What is a mass? A mass. Okay, continue.
Doctor, a swelling.
Swelling.
So, when you were praying, I felt something coming out.
Wow.
And now I'm free.
And is a mass disappeared?
Yes. Evangelist can see. It's not there.
It's gone. It's no more there.
The mass that was on her skin, on her
like
body
a fist,
has disappeared.
She's
how long was it there?
5 years.
Five.
Huh?
5 years.
5 years. Doctor, what
also
could,
had
yes, what could this be?
Yet,
what could
cancer.
This be?
She remember.
A mass here could be a lipoma. For 5 years, it's likely to be a benign mass. For 5 years, likely a lipoma.
Lipoma.
Sometimes also neurofibromatosis can also, neurofibromas.
What is lipoma?
It's a tumor of the fat,
of
oil.
Fat.
The oil in the skin, the fat,
can
becomes very big in one area and become a swelling.
And it stays
fat.
There. It doesn't go and come.
You need a, no. It is a solid mass, persistent.
You have to cut it out.
You have to cut it to remove it.
Give the Lord
so
a mighty,
I believe the Holy Spirit has done some surgery tonight.
Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher.
Media, what is this?
Evangelist, for as long as this man can remember, he had a feeling of sand on his eyes. Sand. Tonight, when he came, before the service started, evangelist, the feeling has gone.
Sand in your eyes, is it true? Is it gone?
Yes,
my eyes are healed.
The eyes are healed. Doctor, what is it, a sandy feeling in the eye?
It's likely to be venial or allergic conjunctivitis.
Wow.
Yes.
Everybody shout, like, hey.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Wahambanati.
Sand in the eye.
Oh, Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati.
What is this?
Healing of the legs tonight.
Done 3 years. 3 months, Jirwadzo, and a gumbor, just shimbersing a swim, kiss up and oyapa. Right, Jirwadza. I saw fat time at Angona Matsirwa. Gava right.
For 3 months, my leg was swollen and painful. But as you were praying, my leg got healed. Now I am healed.
Where was the swelling?
Rangaraka shimba babi.
Rangaraka shimba mofi. Nipa saidi.
On the knee.
Both feet. Why rising up to the knee.
Why will she have swelling of the feet?
A disease of the liver. Or a heart condition.
Or kidney.
Yes, or kidney condition
or
can cause this. Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your healing power in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise.
Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati.
What is this?
Evangelist, this Tinashe, he had eyes, he had a swell in the eyes and then redness. And because of that, he could not see properly. He said tonight, after the prayer, the pain is gone, the swell is also down, and he can see.
Wow. Can he tell us what
happened?
I
could wake up and my eyes are swollen. I would even ask my mother, how am I looking like? But they were swollen and painful.
Wow.
But as you prayed, my eyes are healed.
Wow. How old is this little boy?
11 years. 11 years.
11 years. Has Jesus touched you tonight?
Yes.
How do you know?
I'm healed.
Wow.
Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout.
Evangelist, this young lady also broke her toe and she needed this to walk. Tonight when she came to the meeting, she had pain in that foot. But as
you
prayed, the pain is gone and she can step on
wow.
the foot.
Can you step on your foot?
Wow.
She could not do that before.
She could not. She needed this to walk.
She needed that. Thank you, Lord, for the healing power in the name of
Jesus.
What is this, doctor?
Evangelist, right sided chest pain. He's had severe pain. Please stand this way. Here. Tell us.
Titsana nguri baba.
Ndakanga ndichirwadziwa
kwe 6 months ndairarama nekunwa ma tablets kana pandawe yakuno ndatomboshandisa ma tablets wayo kuti ndikwanise kuuya kuno kuchechi asi patatanga kunamata ndanzwa chinhu chatanga kufamba mukati mehembe yangu.
Is it gone?
Chaende zvapera mamurudzwa sei izvo mapora
ndanzwa zvakanaka kana pakufamba kwandaita ndafamba ndichizvinzwa kuti handina chandiri kunzwa ndainetseka kufamba uyene pakurara chainetsa kana ndikamira nguva refu chainetsa chinhu ichochi.
For 6 months I had strong pain on my chest. I used to live on tablets, but as you were praying, I felt something move. And now I am free.
Tonight,
am
a lot of demons are moving out of people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this man is just from the hospital. He had a pain in the throat for 1 month. They gave him 3 injections today and they said he should come back tomorrow for 3. He was in pain, Evangelist. After the prayer,
pain.
The pain is gone.
It's disappeared. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise.
Abdominal pain. Healed.
Amen.
Abdominal pain.
Healed tonight.
Let them come. Strength. Let's go.
We are. Now our fam.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Many, many testimonies.
Many, many of them.
This man from Galilee.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Just a carpenter someday.
Thank you. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus.
Many, many, many. Let them come.
Receive
let
your healing in the name of Jesus.
And in his eyes they glimpse the power that sees the heart of all men.
Receive your healing.
For he knows his father's voice. He speaks his father's word. When he comes in the name of the Lord. There is strength in the name of the Lord.
There is power.
Power in the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, Tino Kutendai.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tino Kunamatai. Ishe Warugare.
Thanks, Jesus.
Oh, Tino Kutendai. Oh, Ishe, 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 Ishe. Indi mambo paka simuka mbeko Jesu akanyara tabeko Jesu akafa Jesu akafa akamuka Indi eishe Indi mambo paka simuka mbeko Jesu akanyara tabeko.
Lift your hands. Let me pray for everybody. Father,
Baba,
thank you for your touch for everyone here. Thank you for your power and your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your kindness and your healing. Everyone, lay your hand on your heart. Father, we thank you that you are touching every life in Bindura in these 2 days. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.